Hey everyone, and welcome to the Reach New Heights podcast experience, episode 55. And on today's show, I will be discussing with you guys about loving yourself. I want to teach you a completely different way of looking at steps and learn how to execute them properly. My goal is for only 50 dancers from each city to come together and spend the day with me, breaking down movements and building them back up sharper, faster, and more efficient than ever before. So if you're in the middle and want to see what to do to break into that top group, then join me at the 2019 Execution of Irish Dance Workshops in Philadelphia, Dublin, Vancouver, Belfast, and Detroit. This is the level of training that you must go through in order to reach the top. Visit www.rnhacademy.com/shop. Hey everyone, and thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedules and wanting to listen and educate yourself from my podcast. I thought today would be a great time to speak about what the world is actually about, how everyone is portrayed on social media, and how it's very eye-opening for the young kids of today's society about looking, you know, a certain way or feeling a certain way or being smart or not smart. Or I feel like it's a lot of pressure on today's society for these younger dancers, younger generation growing up in this world today. And as most of these kids mentor, I want to let them know that, you know, they are good enough and they are beautiful enough in this world that they should not be comparing themselves to a lot of these fake images and fake lives that we see in today's world. I remember a couple of years back, me and Robert done an email about loving yourself. And I really did like writing that article with Robert because it made me realize at the same time to take in exactly, you know, what is happening in the world. You know, sometimes I can forget, you know, until I reassure myself and think, no, you know, you are good enough, you are smart enough, you are doing this, you know, look at what you're doing today and so on. And I want all you guys listening today to understand that there's a reason that we were all brought into this world, and there's a reason that, you know, we have these special talents. Like, everyone has a talent, and every single person listening to this podcast offers something to the world. You know, guys, you have to realize that like 90% of people you want to look like don't really actually look like that 90% of the time. So we're seeing these young girls and teenagers growing up in a world where you have to wear makeup, you have to be contoured, you have to look a certain way, or you know, you're looking at what way your jaw is, what way your hair is, what way your body shape is. Is it meant to be muscly? Is it meant to be thin? How good is your skin? What clothes are you wearing? Is it designer clothes? Is it normal clothes? Like, all these things. Like, when I was growing up, social media wasn't really that big. Like, Facebook just started to come in when I was like 16, 17 onwards. And again, we didn't post every 2 seconds about our image or our clothes or our outfit. It was just about life in general. Like, today we have Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and all these different bloggers and these different Instagram pages about, you know, young girls, you know, 13, 14, having their makeup done when they're going to the cinema with their friends and so on. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was about, you know, being young, not having to worry about makeup, because I'll worry about that when I become an adult, you know, throwing on pretty girl clothes and going out for the day and nobody judging you. And everybody at that stage was in the same boat, you know, going to school, for example, you know, get out of bed, get your breakfast, get washed, uniform on, hair scraped up, and away you went. You know, we didn't think about, oh my God, like, look at my eyebrows. Oh my God, like, look at my blemishes on my skin, and so on. I always, you know, speak to my family about, you know, geez, look at the way the world is now, you know. Can you just imagine what way it'll be whenever I have kids? Like, I don't want my son or daughters to be brought up in a world where they have to think they have to look a certain image or be a certain size or, you know, be a, you know, a certain brain box or, you know, wearing makeup at 13, 14 and whatever. You know, it was never, ever, ever like that, you know. So a lot has changed, I feel. And I feel it's a bit sad in a way that, you know, I remember at 14 going about with my dungarees and my Converse on, 15, and some of the 14 and 15 year olds are looking older than me with their contoured makeup. And, you know, why can't young kids be kids? And on top of that, why put this pressure on these little ones? Like, why put the pressure on these youngsters? I didn't have no pressure growing up at all. It was the best feeling ever because you never had to worry. And doing this type of job, seeing these kids and having an online platform, I'm getting to know a lot of different personalities, different ages, different backgrounds, you know, kids from different countries, different nationalities. And a lot of them are so insecure about their image or what way they look, or even coming into the workshop or how they're dressed. And it's like, it kills me because, you know, I want to sit them down and be like, no, 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 like, you need to ignore this. And then I'm trying to explain what I'm just about to talk to you guys about at the same time. You know, what... Guys, what people really look like is, you know, is how they look on the inside and the outside, right? But the main thing of an image in a person, until you get to know them, is all about what comes from the inside. You know, this is what makes that character. When we look at a person, we see an image straight away. And a lot of images are different. It's how we're born. You know, it's how our genetics are. And so on. And the main point of growing up is to understand, to be comfortable in your own skin and to actually love yourself, to have that confidence to know that you're very lucky, you're very pretty in so many ways and so on, and to never actually beat yourself up about an image because of what you see on social media. Now, there has never ever been a time in history when this world has been like more body conscious than ever, like there until now. I mean, like, think of the history, think of years ago, think of like our grandparents, think of our great grandparents. Like, was anybody body conscious? Like, was everything on social media and posts about body image and what way you're meant to look and what way your hips is and what size your glutes and your bum are and so on? This has never happened in history until our world today. And I just feel like harder to get to this stage. Like, on social media, for example, you will only ever get to see, you know, the absolute best of a person. And, like, even that is massively enhanced. You know, you don't, when you look at people saying about how amazing their relationship is, or how amazing their family is, or how amazing da-da-da is, how amazing they are, how amazing how many selfies they can take, or how many... You never get to see, you know, the person with, you know, their rough days or their bad days or if something's happening in their life, or, you know, it's all about this fake image. I know a lot of people say it's like fake book, but it's like this fake image of I look like this all the time. Everything's amazing in my life. This is happening. This is happening. And you probably agree with me in this one. You know, I'm sure you know a lot of people who are like this because I do. And then the next minute, they're telling me the problems and so on. And then I'm like, wait, what? I thought your life was so perfect. Like, you post this every second, you post this, you do this, da da da. And then it's like, oh yeah, well it was, you know, but now it's like, do you know, I feel like it's almost like an addiction to some people that they have to do it to like prove a point or to make themselves feel better or to make them look at that image and go, actually, do you know what? I am beautiful. Or do you know I am? It's that insecurity of it's like they're trying to prove to the world, no, I can look like all these celebrities. Like, I can look like my biggest idol celebrity, not knowing that the celebrities, you know, have got surgery, noses, cheeks, whatever. And it's just like, it's just so physically draining. I know everybody wants to look good and whatever, and you know, 100% we all agree that we want to be healthy, we want to look good, we want to do that. But I don't feel anyone should ever, ever compare themselves to what's on social media, or you know, the celebrity that has all the money in the world to get their faces done and so on. Like, the world we grow up in, it sets us up for failure from the start, period. Because it wants you to believe that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you know, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough for you to, you know, buy that product or get that makeup or, you know, educate yourself here, or you should be looking like this girl because she's a celebrity, she's 15 and you're 15. And it's all this fake, false image. And I know it's been going on for years and years and years when you see, you know, certain magazines and body types and so on. They want you to look at that and be like, this is how you should look. You should be walking about with a pack all the time. You should be walking about with your makeup perfect all the time. And it's just not real life. I don't agree with the young kids seeing this and growing up in this world. I know we have to go with time and everybody's kind of going forward. But at the same time, we all need to, I know it must be so, so difficult as a parent to, you know, reassure your daughter or son, or try to keep them happy, or, you know, what's going on in school, who has the latest Nike trainers, who has the latest Adidas trainers, and then your kid's getting upset because they don't have that certain trainer. Or it must be difficult for as a parent to reassure kids, and then kids being kids will go, oh, it's just my parents saying it, you know, they would say that. But if they can even listen to an idol or a mentor, or if they look up to me as their mentor or idol, I gotta reassure that child to be like, you know, in no way do you have to ever compare yourself to another human being. Like, you are you. You are unique. You are smart. You're beautiful. And your size is the size you want to be, whether that's thin, curvy, whatever it may be. It is nobody else's business but yourself. And as long as you feel healthy and happy, then that is the fact of life that all that matters. I want you guys listening to this podcast, no matter what age you are, just to stand in front of the mirror and take in at least one positive thing about yourself and write it down. I then want you to understand that each and every day, how special and lucky that we all are to have, you know, beautiful skin and families that love us, and the education that we have, and the clothes on our back, and the images that, you know, we perceive and so on. I feel it's very important in today's society to love yourself and to be that confident you, because when you're that happy, healthy, confident you, your smile lights up everything. Everyone around you gets your happy vibe. You know, I know when I was growing up, this all didn't exist, and it was probably the best thing ever. You know, now I look at 13, 14 year olds, I'm, you know, just going into town, for example, and I'm looking at the crowd of these 13, 14 year olds, and no joke, they're looking like 23, 24. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I just kind of put myself in their shoes all those years ago when I was going to town with my friends, 13, 14. You know, not one of us had a speck of makeup on. We are kids. We're enjoying life. We don't have to even care about our image. We're all doing different sports, so we know we're healthy. You know, we're eating the good with the bad because we're kids, and so on. And now it's almost like a drug. It's almost like an addiction to people to look at this and be a certain way or a certain image. But you need to remember, guys, 90% of people that you want to look like don't look like that 90% of the time. It's like, you can get yourself all done up, all beautiful, makeup and so on, and then keep posting different images, and then you can look back and go, oh, it took me 2 hours to get my makeup, I got my hair like that, and this way and this way. And yes, it's amazing to look beautiful and you have your makeup on and feel good, and that's fantastic, but still be happy in your own skin. Now, I'm not saying it's really bad that these kids are wearing makeup and stuff like that. You know, you're the parents, I'm not. It's what anybody wants to raise their kids or what the kid wants to do. That is none of my business. All I'm getting at here is just saying that I want these girls at this age to understand that, you know, love yourself. You don't have to look a certain image. You just be you. If you want to wear that, if you want to do that, if you want to wear that certain makeup, if you want to, then be happy about it. You know, don't think you have to look a certain way because you're going to a shop. No way. You just be you. You rock you. And, you know, own it. I feel in today's world, it can only get a bit more crazier, to be honest. You know, I have a little niece, and she's only 15 months, and I always speak to my sister about, you know, can you imagine when our Robin gets at this age and all, and we were speaking about this, like, I hope she doesn't think she's to look a certain way. I hope she doesn't think, like, she's to be a certain body type, or, you know, I don't want, like, you know, the kid to think all the things I'm speaking to you guys about. And, you know, my sister agrees with it all too. So then I kind of just put myself in that situation by the time, you know, I start to have kids. So, dancers, you know, I don't want you to get sidetracked in, you know, your school, business or sport, chasing something that offers, you know, no real value to you, as in, you know, chase what you believe in your dreams and your strengths and your goals. Like, of course we all have to be educated, of course we have to work hard at school, of course we have to work hard at our sports and so on. But what I mean is, don't get caught up that you have to be a certain way in that area. Don't get sidetracked. You know, remember the real value of you. Remember why you're there. Remember, you don't have to look a certain part. You just be you. You know, you work hard in school. You work hard in class. You work hard at your job. You know, I feel like a lot of people are seeking instant, you know, gratification from the world in the form of, like, likes on a photo. How many followers did it get? You know, did they like this certain photo that I posted with my new makeup? Or I just don't want the kids listening to this to get sidetracked, you know. Don't get sidetracked on stuff that really has no value to you. You know, focus on that school, and, you know, focus on your health and your sport and what you love and your family and so on. That's the point I'm trying to make here, you know. I want you to seek gratification via your dance, achievements, education, and living a healthy life. You know, more and more young girls and boys are becoming self-conscious and anxious and worried and filled with self-doubt. And I'm just looking, and I just want to help as much as I can for them to understand. No. Blank it all out. Blank the negativity around you. Understand what you're good at. Understand that the world that we see now is, of course, fake. You know, people don't look like that all the time. You don't have to look a certain part. No. You just be you. You know, so I just want to reassure everyone listening to this, parents and all, teachers, kids, to understand what brings you real value in life, and understand that, you know, everyone's here for a purpose, and we all have that beautifulness all of inside of us. I'm here to tell all of you that you are beautiful, that you are smart, that you have a great shape, that you are fantastic, and you have a lot to offer this world. So don't forget that, and start loving yourself. So I think that brings me to the end of the podcast. If you have any other personal questions regarding this podcast, by all means, you know, message me, private mail me. I'm here to help anyone. This is what I'm here for, guys. So don't be afraid if you want to speak to me about anything. I want you all to be happy, positive, motivated after this podcast, and understand that we all rock. Thank you all so much once again for listening to the podcast, and I am so excited for next week's one. Thank you all so much.